We're doing the Sefer Amidot, Sha'ar Ha'ira, Perek Sheni, page Kuftet Zayin. Dai says, I want you to know, Ka'ira mitchaleket lechama chalakim. That when we speak about fear, awe of Hashem, it's divided into different sections. Rishona, the first section, Aruya lechol adam bechol zman, is the type of fear that's really fitting for every person at every time. Shenit, the second type, Yira Aruya gam ken lechol adam bechatshut zman, is a type that's applicable to every person, but only at specific times. Shilishit yira ruya lifratei bnei adam karoi lehem bechol zman. The third type is a personal type. It fits specific people at all times. Revi'it, and the fourth type, ruya lifratei bnei adam bifratei zman, is fit for specific people at specific times. So you have an all-encompassing yira that's one size fits all, fits everyone at all times. Then you have an all-encompassing yira that fits everyone, but only at specific times. Then you have a yira that fits a specific person. It's his size, and it's good all the time. It's applicable throughout. And then the fourth type is one that fits a specific person, and only at a specific time. And we'll explain them one by one, with the assistance of the one above, blessed be he, who is last and first. Initially, when we speak about being a God-fearing person, so that the concept encompasses every person at every time. If a person's heart only uplifted him to the point where he's interested in accepting the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. And if he's at the point where he's willing to admit that Hashem is omnipotent, and he reaches the point where he means what he says. Meaning we can all say it. But if we're going to talk about yira, so then you got to reach the point where he means it when he says it. So then the next point, you realize that God is omnipotent. A person accepts upon himself the way that a servant behaves. And he removes the garments which really belong to his master. Even someone who has a coarse soul will admit that it's not right he should wear the cloaks of the master. Once a person realizes, hey, what am I composed of? I'm a mere mortal and I'm standing before God. We're like servants who have very limited capacity and there's very little we can do. What can a person do at the end of the day? Do we control our heartbeat? Do we control our blood pressure? Do we control our sprained ankles? We have very little control in our life. One wrong move and suddenly, okay, life's different. The foot's up on a chair. The guy's walking with a crutch. Nah, life changes on him. There's very little that we really control. And once a person realizes that, so then it's supposed to bring him to a point where he says, okay, so I got to behave differently. I'm standing before someone else who controls the world. So then this type of fear of heaven is fit for every man, his body, his soul, his spirit, his life, his neshama. Because when you're with your friends, every bone in your body is acting differently than when you're before your master. Totally different. You guys ever have a boss walk into the room and suddenly every part of you becomes stiff. You're suddenly frozen. The pressure affects every part of a person. And then when he's with his friends and he's having a good time, so everything's relaxed. It affects every part of him. And this encompasses not only our physical body, but also our internal strengths. For example, the thoughts, the ideas, the desires, the anger, the pride. You don't think the same way when you're standing in front of your boss. You don't desire the same things when you're standing in front of your boss. Suddenly the urge to go to the bathroom is different. Suddenly you don't need that coffee break when the boss is standing in the room. The desires change. The anger changes. and the pride changes. All the more so the external limbs. And for example, the way you talk, what you listen to. You're trying to focus on your work and you keep hearing the girl next door chattering. When the boss is standing next to you, suddenly you're fully focused. She doesn't exist. Even what we listen to changes when we suddenly have pressure, when we realize someone who's in charge of us is next to us. What we look at, what we focus, the way we walk, the way we stand, the way we sit, our movements, our alacrity, and our laziness. They all suddenly change when there's someone who we respect in the room. As the Rama says in the first siman in Shulchan Aruch and Yeshivat HaAdam, the way a person sits, the way he moves, the things he deals with, when he's alone at home, are different than the way he would sit and move in front of a king. The way a person speaks. You guys ever have a conversation when you're talking to your good friend and the phone's ringing and you're talking one way and suddenly you realize that they've answered the phone and your whole tone changes? Or if you're in the middle of a fight and you're yelling back and forth and you pick up the phone, yes, and you're still upset, and suddenly you realize it's someone you respect greatly, and you feel, oh boy, wait a second, that's not the way I want to answer the phone. Suddenly everything changes. So the Rama says in the first seven of Shulchan Aruch, the way we behave, the way we speak is different. Kitnuota evid muvdalim od mitnuota adon. A servant behaves differently than a master. And when a person realizes that there's someone looking over his shoulder, someone who's in charge of him, he behaves differently. It's different, like the difference between water and fire. You try to put the two together, fire and water, one of them is going to give way. Either there won't be fire or there won't be water, but they won't be able to exist together. That's the way it works with being a master or a servant. If the servant starts wearing the cloaks of the master, he is no longer a servant. And he's giving us a fantastic concept that he's building towards. Chazal tell us that when a person is proud on earth, he's pushing God's feet out of the way. Part of being proud, part of being angry, is the feeling that I'm in control, I'm entitled, there's a capital I, it's me, you know how important I am? Come on, who do you think you're talking to? Wait a second, why am I so important? If God's in the room, so then maybe I'm not so important, maybe I'm not more important than the guy I'm talking to. But if God's out of the room, let's kick him out for a second, you know who you're talking to me. So that's, he's saying that the two don't coexist. Either you're a servant or you're a master. And they're not together. So a person has to know which clothing he has to wear. And now he's discussing the first type of yir'ah. The first concept of being one who is in awe, lives in life with the respect, with the recognition that God above is watching. So the first aspect of that is the most basic behaviors. Which begins with the most basic recognition that I'm not the boss. I have a boss. And we'll pick up here, Bezachim, next time.